Steve Cochran is live in Naperville on the WGN Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate on 720 WGN.
Testing, testing, testing over.
Woo!
Welcome to Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville. Nice group of people out here already. Now, here's the thing. I'd like to start with a round of applause for Adam, the engineer.
Woo-hoo!
I also like to continue with a round of applause for Bill Murdoch's mobile dance studio.
Woo! Yeah, there's some rumors of steamy windows going out of the parking lot at 5 a.m.
We had some significant technical issues that Adam and Mr. Murdoch had to tackle this morning, and they got it done. So thank you very much for that. We won't belabor the point, though. I particularly stayed in the car in the parking lot for the last 2 hours to avoid the tension.
Right, right. But you were watching the parking lot entertainment with Dave and Mary.
Okay, now, wait a minute. When you throw stuff like that out, you have to elaborate.
Well, the first hour of the show from here had to take place from Bill Murdoch's vehicle.
The back seat of his
car. Which,
if Homeland Security walked by and saw the front seat, they would have arrested him immediately. There's more wires and equipment in the front seat of Murdoch's car than... Well, it's just not good. It's just not good. Is Tim standing by?
Is he there?
Do we have Tim McGill? I want to ask Tim McGill. All right, let's see if we can find Tim McGill in the next few minutes. There is a snowstorm that's going to hit Chicago early next week, and it's a big deal because we haven't had one in a couple of years,
right.
5, 6, 7 inches.
And we have to ask him also, too, how the snow is going to affect Iowa because we have plans to drive back after the caucuses.
It's going to take a little while. It looks like Des Moines due for 10 or 11 or 12 inches.
Oh, that's great. Good, good, good.
And Chicago early forecast is 5 or 6 inches. That's for next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Caucuses will be Monday night. But we'll catch up with McGill a little bit later. Egg Harbor Cafe, 175 Jackson in downtown Naperville. Get here early, park while you can, and we'll get to all the regular Friday festivities, including Lou's first call in just a few minutes. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Egg Harbor Cafe is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. The debate roundup from last night is Jeb Bush may have won.
How about that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How about that?
Hey, it was pretty good. He actually woke up. He showed up. He woke up. He was engaged.
Right, right. And all I could just keep thinking of what you said, too. Don't try to be funny. I know they were going to allude to Trump, but the Ted Cruz comments.
Cruz had a terrible night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a terrible night. He is a bizarre little man. Marco Rubio, I tweeted this out last night. Marco Rubio has the strangest self-confidence.
I thought you were going to say the strangest hair.
Well, he's a weird little guy, too, but his self-confidence isn't warranted. It's like, you know, if you've only been in the job a year and a half or a couple of years, and, you know, regardless of what you did in Florida, I don't know why he is as self-confident as he is. Rubio came across okay until they got to the immigration piece. Jeb Bush did a nice job of owning the fact that we're not going to round up 12 million people and drive them to Mexico.
Right.
But overall, I would say here's the way it went down. Bush had a very good night. Christie had a pretty good night.
Yeah, that's Christie.
Even though
Chris
Christie still has to explain why the people of New Jersey hope he wins the White House so he gets out of New Jersey.
And I almost forgot. I went, oh, yeah, John Kasich is still in it. That's
and
right.
Kasich, he's just such a dork.
You're right.
He's a policy dork. He's got to be secretary of something. Is secretary of dork a cabinet position?
No, but he might get a cabinet position. That's not a bad call.
He would be the guy.
Yeah.
And it would be something where he wouldn't cause much trouble. I don't think he's a troublemaker anyway. He's just a guy. He's a really bright guy. But he would bore America to death.
It's secretary of the environment or energy, maybe.
Not energy.
No, that's too much.
Not energy. No, it wouldn't be energy. Who else? Rand Paul. Rand Paul had a decent night.
Again, he's another one I went, oh, right, he is still
he
in
is
it.
He is still in the middle of it, yeah. And Dr. Ben Carson, I'm not sure if he knew he was there.
Boy, Ben Carson really just was in the background.
There was a point during the debate where they had to actually hit him with a stun gun to make sure he was with everybody.
Is that what they were doing?
They called a crash cart because he knows a lot of doctors to make sure he was still alive.
They were doing a wrap-up on it, you know, online, all across the internets, and one said, Jeb gets his jabs back, and then someone else said, Jeb gets his job back.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He wasn't. Now, whether or not that translates to New Hampshire is a different story. Meanwhile, across town, Donald Trump threw his little party, and Trump said he raised $6 million for vets. Many vets said, keep your money down, because they didn't want to be used in the middle of all of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that's the right ploy either, but at any rate, Trump had... Amongst the speakers, and it was a poorly organized, goofy event. But Trump had Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum show up in front of a giant Trump sign. So you think their campaigns are over?
No, and how weird was that, too, that people were trying to get into the Trump event, and they said, we're full.
Yeah.
Well, we got to turn a few people away.
Here's the Trump move. Trump will always over-ticket an event. So they intentionally over-ticketed a 700-seat arena by 1,000 tickets. So that way you've got a media event where people are still lined up outside. It's not illegal. It's unethical. It's Trump.
Yeah. Yep.
So Donald Trump last night probably, because the event was covered by CNN, probably, you know, I've been wrong about everything, so why wouldn't I be wrong about this? Probably won the ratings situation with the debate, because the debate was about serious stuff that actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
More on all of this later. Again, the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Naperville, presented by Allstate agent Adriana Hartman. She'll be here later. We'll talk to Adriana a little bit. let's do this. We'll take a break or go to traffic. Traffic, Mary's here. Mary, can you do traffic from here? Would you prefer it from the back of Bill's car?
It was awesome back there. Nice and
well,
warm.
Well, Dave was back there with you.
Well, Dave was with me, yeah.
Pump chicka.
Mind you, high school?
Yeah. In the back seat.
Yeah, reminded me of high school, too. We're totally innocent.
The funniest was when I said, Dave, I said, are you going back in the... I said, are you going to go back in the car with Mary? And he said, yeah, I'll be back in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks, Dave.
So high school was a little slow for you in the car, buddy?
Yeah, well, I think I've said enough about that, Steve.
Wasn't the right kind of car, was it, Dave? Yeah, didn't work for you.
Lou Manfredini, first call for Lou coming up. If you got something going on in your house you want to talk to Lou about, number to call is 312-981-7200. Here's the cars.
It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's first call.
Sponsored by American Weathermakers, going to give away an April Air Venta-based thermostat. Again, we do this every week, and Lou Manfredini is standing by. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good, man. Terrific. Good morning.
Adam and Murdoch, and it was, you know, Adam managed to plug in everything in 7 minutes out here at Egg Harbor Cafe. Now, he had a massive coronary incident, and we had to hit him with the paddles 2 or 3 times. And by, I mean, literally
clear,
hit him.
Clear.
But nice job by Adam. Really nice job by Adam. And Bill Murdoch somehow has set up a rolling broadcast studio in his car. So if you need to actually do a show on the road, he's ready to go as well.
It's very nice.
That's
and
awesome.
Right?
Oh, it's awesome there. Can I go back?
Well, you can go back. I walk up. Lou, I mean, you can identify with this because you're a playa. I walk up and Mary and Anna are like making out in the back like it's 1979.
We were not. Poor Dave Ennett's got to be... Borte Bennett's got to be delirious. He's worked like 2 nights in a row and had to get up super early. He probably doesn't even, he's probably got his Picasso face on where he's got an ear on his forehead and no one knows what he looks like.
He's in pretty good shape, I might add.
Yeah, he was.
Hello.
Thanks, man.
It's been a long morning. Okay. This is a family show.
Well, he's been working out.
Sponsored by American Weathermakers. Let's get to it. I'm going to let Ross punch up the calls back at the tower. We'll get to those in just a second. Is there anything else we need to mention from you, Lou? Are you all right? Can we get you anything?
I'm terrific. I'm excited that you guys are there at the Egg Harbor Cafe. It's one of my favorites. Great breakfast spot. And I've not been to the one in Naperville, but I hope you guys have a great broadcast and don't eat too much.
You know, here's the thing, too. We're on Jackson in downtown Naperville, and if people walk by on a sidewalk, and you're unclear where we are, you could just see my the back of my giant bald head, and it'll bring you in like a beacon, like the sun coming up in the east.
That's awesome. Maybe they'll use that in their marketing materials.
I'm thinking it's not a great idea. Ross, where would you like to start?
How about with Bertha?
Bertha is first. Bertha, you're the first caller. How are you?
Hello. I'm very nervous.
Oh, Bertha, don't be nervous. Lou is relatively nice.
I know, and he's helpful. And, yeah, I've got a serious problem here. A huge termite infestation was found in the masonite walls next to the crawl space of my family room. And so in October, an exterminator treated the perimeter of the house and the crawl space. I have three questions, or I know you can lead me somewhere. Do special precautions need to be taken to take down these crumbling walls? Is this a health hazard? And what material should replace this masonite paneling, Lou?
All right, so Lou, that's a lot going on. I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah. So the thing with the termite problem, I will tell you that it tends to be something that has to be treated and inspected on an annual basis, because it takes a long time to eradicate a home from termites. And so the treating the perimeter is great, but that exterminator is going to have to come back at least once a year to do an inspection. The thing is, the moisture is an issue, so that's something you need to address as well, and to make sure that there's not excessive moisture around the home or underground where this is problematic, drawing the termites in and causing them to start munching on, you know, all the wood that's around there. The structural issue is something that has to be addressed as well. Any damaged paneling and or structural wood members that are in the home need to be removed and replaced. The paneling is not a structural thing. It's more of a cosmetic item. So pulling that down is not a huge deal, but it's what's supporting it underneath that we really have to inspect. And you need a good qualified carpentry contractor to do that kind of work. A great source for that is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, and their website is NARI.org, and you can plug in your zip code and find a good carpentry contractor to come out and take a look at all this.
And good luck with that. That sounds like a nasty situation, so we're sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, bad news.
However, we will give you an April Air Event-based thermostat so you can keep those big termites warm. Brought to you by the leaders in Chicagoland's indoor comfort. America, that's not helpful, is it? American Weathermakers, take control of your temperature and the air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Ross Cochran, where are we going next?
We got a text from the Bear.
Uh-huh.
It says, "Dear Lou, how do I get the Trump bumper sticker off my wooden fence? I didn't put it there." The Bear.
Oh, yes, that's always a problem. That's always a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, what is good for removing sticky glue?
Well, there's a terrific product called Goo Gone. G-O-O, Gone. That is a citrus-based product that does a really nice job. And on that fence, you just want to pull off whatever sticker it is, and then take a little, on a wooden fence, you would just take a Scotch-Brite pad or even a nylon scrubbing brush, put a little Goo Gone on there, and scrub it right off.
This time of year, we are not quite at the point, but I'm falling back to the termite issue here, because I had an ant problem last summer. And is March or April the time to attack that outside your house?
Yeah, you know, Steve, the thing is, the perimeter treatment around your home, as we start to thaw out, I mean, we still have to get through February, and who knows how this winter is going to be, and even March. But when that rainy season begins, that's when those ants kind of wake up and say, "Hey, what's going on?" And so to keep them out of your home, there are some perimeter shakes, powders that you can put around. You have to be careful, of course, if you have pets, so they stay away from that. But that can be a terrific way to start. I would say, you know, depending on the weather, we're talking mid-March. But absolutely, the sooner you get on that, the better.
One more. Give me line one, if you would. This is Lynn. You got a humidifier issue?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
I accidentally had my humidifier too high, and the result of that, I was getting a lot of moisture in the house on the windows, and then I had two spots on the ceiling, one in the bathroom fan and one in my living room where it was dripping.
Right.
Now it left water stains, and I'm just curious if I should do any mold testing around the house, if anything else got much moisture?
Well, I mean, if you've now turned the humidifier down, it takes a good 24 to 36 hours for the home to readjust. And the problem we're having in this area is that the temperatures have been swinging so much, from super cold to, you know, I think it's going to be almost 50 on Saturday, that it's hard to keep the humidity level in the home consistent. As far as the staining goes, I wouldn't really get too overly concerned if this is new. In other words, it hasn't been been long term. You've just noticed it, say, in the past month. I'd clean those areas up. You know, use a cleaner. Like, there's a couple of companies out there. One is called Healthful Home, like being healthy, Healthful Home. They make a really good cleaner that has residual value, as well as a company called Concrobium. I would spray that on there, let it sit, wash, scrub it away. You may even be able to eliminate the staining without having to repaint.
You know, since we do have a storm rolling in next Tuesday, we know we're going to get something. Could be 4 or 5 inches, could be a little more. We'll be coming back from Des Moines on snowshoes after the caucuses.
I think it's awesome that you guys are going out to Iowa. I think it's great.
Thanks, yeah. And, you know, it's going to be good, too, because Roe will be there in the afternoon. We'll be there Monday and Tuesday morning. And looking forward to it, obviously.
And if we're stuck there, we can just repair things. We can just text Lou and fix people's stuff.
Oh, I was talking about fixing America. You're talking about fixing a house. But at any rate, Lou, people are going to want to know, again, because this is a product that you mentioned, and it comes up every time you're on the air. What is the product you want to throw down on the driveway and on the sidewalks in a snowstorm?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's a liquid calcium chloride that you can now buy that I think is terrific. You know, it's not been a great season for stores that sell all this ice melt because we just haven't had the winter. But this liquid calcium chloride, there's different manufacturers now available. You put it in a pump sprayer. You put it down on the sidewalk or the walkway prior to the storm. The great thing about how we forecast now is they really are pretty close to getting it right almost every time. And if you can go out there prior to and put this down, it'll melt most of the lighter snow without having to shovel anything. But then when you go to shovel using a real, you know, regular shovel, it's going to make it not stick as much and make that process so much easier.
How much do you need for a driveway, like a standard driveway?
If you buy a gallon of this stuff, it's going to last you at least 2 snowstorms for the average size. Yeah, and a gallon's about $16.99 or so, $17.99.
And do you dilute it with vodka, or
no,
what do you use?
No vodka. I like the blue cheese olives. I just think it adds a little, you know, pizzazz to it with the sprayer. What
sure,
is that?
Yeah.
It's a blue cheese olive. It's just a conversation piece.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Right.
Lives in a whole stream of consciousness bit now. All right, you got to go do TV. Lives on TV next, right on Channel 9?
I do. I love you all. Have a great time out there.
All right, thanks, bud. And Lou Manfredini will be on the radio tomorrow for his regular Lou Manfredini extravaganza. And on TV this weekend on Channel 9 as well. Check your local listings.
House Smarts TV.
Or do you know what time it is?
House Smarts TV. It's 4 o'clock on Saturdays and 10 o'clock, or 10:30 rather, on Sunday morning.
And he also does birthday parties and bar mitzvahs. So if you want to have Lou come out to the house and talk to the kids.
He probably would.
Yeah, he would.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, you'd duct tape everybody.
No.
Let's do this. We'll take a break, come back, and get the big story next.
Live from the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, it's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour on 720 WGN.
We're getting late word now that Donald Trump's hair is planning a rally tonight in Des Moines. So we wish him well. You know, that hair is feisty. That Trump hair.
Yeah, it is indeed.
I saw the hair a couple of nights ago on online in Des Moines trying picking up women.
How'd that work out for
him? They were turning him down. I assume it's him. Egg Harbor Cafe, 175 Jackson in Naperville. Josh Earnest is White House press secretary, spokesman, and really the brains behind the operation. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. It's 7:40 a.m., or I think it's 6:40 a.m. I am the brains behind the operation. At least until somebody else shows up around here.
Now, this is a big one. Hey, by the way, have you guys dug out yet? What's D.C. look like now?
Well, it is. There are huge piles of snow all over the place, including in some intersections right in the middle of the road.
Right, because where are you going to put it, right?
That is part of the issue. So I risked life and limb to get here early this morning to talk to you.
You know, you're a good man. I'm telling you.
But we can take some tips from Chicago about snow removal, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, listen, we've had it fairly easy, but that was a heck of a storm. All right, so almost 9 million people have signed up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And I don't know, it's getting close to 300,000 in Chicago and Chicagoland alone. But we got a deadline we'd like to let people know about, and that deadline is when?
Yeah, the deadline is Sunday. So people need to sign up by January 31st. That is Sunday. To participate in the open enrollment period. And so if people, this is the real rub here. people this year who do not sign up for health insurance and don't have health insurance through their employer will be subject to a penalty that they'll have to pay to the IRS. So if you want to avoid that penalty, you need to sign up for health care by January 31st. Here's the deal, and this is why we're trying to educate people about the process. For a lot of people, the cost of paying that penalty will actually be higher than the cost of health insurance. So you have to pay a penalty to the IRS, and you don't get the benefit of quality, affordable health insurance. You don't get the benefit of peace of mind associated with having a good health care plan. So
yeah,
that's how we're trying to get the word out.
And I don't care what side of the political argument you are in any of this. This is the law of the land. And why you would want to give $700 to the IRS that you don't have to give is just, I don't even understand why that would be a consideration. It's a very easy sign-up.
Yeah, that's right. That's something that Democrats and Republicans actually should be able to agree on, that needlessly giving $700 to the IRS doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. So you just get online and you can Google anything. If you can't find it, Google it.
That's right. This is the other thing, Steve, that people should know is we've actually spent a lot of time over the last couple of years significantly upgrading the website. So people can go to healthcare.gov. It moves pretty quickly. It's personalized pretty fast. And you can shop around a lot. You can actually compare different plans that are available. It makes it pretty easy to choose the one that's right for you.
$695 penalty. Don't pay it. Get it done by Sunday, and you're going to feel better about yourself. I know we only got a couple of minutes here, but I assume that you saw all of the Trump rally?
I know that Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum apparently saw the whole rally. I'm not really sure why they did, but apparently they were there.
That was an odd move.
My wife did actually change the channel during the first commercial during the debate to check out part of the rally, and Mr. Trump doesn't disappoint. He's usually good for a few laughs.
It's very, very odd. And I know Bernie Sanders came by the White House the other day. What does that hair look like in person up close?
I will say that the last time that I made fun of Donald Trump's hair, I got in a little trouble around here. So
I remember that.
Well, I actually get more in trouble at home than I did here. So I've made a New Year's resolution, which is I'm not going to make fun of any candidate's hair, regardless of which party they are serving in.
I respect that. I don't appreciate it, but I respect it. Hey, thanks for the time, Josh.
No problem, Steve. Take it easy now.
All right. You have a good day. That's Josh Earnest, CEO, White House Press Secretary, and he's a good guy. We like Josh. You know. And again, listen, I've said this a million times. There's huge problems with Obamacare. This notion that you're going to repeal it and snap your fingers. Like last night, Ted Cruz goes, I'm going to blow it up on the first date. No, you're not.
No.
It doesn't work that way. The president doesn't have that power. And by the way, there are some things in the Affordable Care Act that actually work. So because of that, like anything else in Washington, imperfect legislation, why can't you figure out a way to take the stuff that works and keep it and get rid of the rest? Get rid of the stuff that's hurting jobs. Get rid of the stuff that's costing too much. That's kind of what we elected you for, geniuses. So the point of the matter is nobody's going to blow it up, and there's no reason for you to give up $700 of your money to the IRS. So sign up. You know, just sign up and get yourself whatever you can in health insurance if you can. Don't pay the penalty.
And the website is, I remember they had at the beginning a couple of glitches with the website. It's so much better now, and it's pretty easy to navigate. So if you have questions about it, it kind of walks you through the process. Like, can I keep my own doctor? Do I have to stay overnight in the hospital in order to be admitted? So there's a lot of questions and answers on there, too.
Yeah, and there's a Hillary Clinton lie detector on there, too, which is a lot of fun.
I didn't see that
on
the site.
Healthcare.gov. Go there and sign up and save yourself $700 and a whole lot of hassle. All right, we got to get traffic. Mary's here with your traffic trouble spots update. Man, you should see the way Mary's looking at Annette after their car time this morning.
Come on.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah.
It's sort of unspoken.
Thank goodness.
He's speechless.
Thank goodness there's two seats between you two because it's crazy in here. What do you got, Mary? It's the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour live from Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville presented by Allstate. Chicago's own good hands. Oh, yeah, you can applaud. It's okay. The only thing that frightens me is silence. Everything else is fine. Taki is here, and Taki is Taki Mullins, who runs the Egg Harbor Cafe. He tried to say, good morning, Taki.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
You too. Thanks for being here today.
What time do you normally do this? I mean, you're a breakfast joint, so you guys get here what time?
We open at 6:30, and we take our last seating at 2 o'clock.
So that's a pretty good life. That's not terrible.
No, it's a wonderful life.
Yeah, and it's a great restaurant and a Naperville staple. But you've redesigned several times.
Absolutely. We actually just expanded into this new location that we're broadcasting live from today. And we also extended and opened up a patio for the summer months coming along.
So for people to get to down, everybody loves downtown Naperville. For people to get to downtown Naperville, how would you describe the location if they haven't been here?
Right off of the Riverwalk on West Jackson.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice parking lot right next door. Parking's always a challenge in Naperville, but right now there's some spaces.
Correct. And we're actually opening up a new hotel right across the street.
Is that right?
Absolutely. That's what's going on right behind us, the construction, and it's going to be a parking garage and approximately 300 extra spaces.
Oh, that'll be helpful, sure. Yeah. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
I'm going to say the cinnamon roll French toast.
Cinnamon it's roll French toast.
Savory. Right, absolutely.
Let me go to Kevin on this. He's the food expert on the show.
That sounds delicious.
Kevin, turn Kevin's mic on. Kevin, what are your thoughts on cinnamon roll French toast?
Sounds delicious. I'm looking to get my day started with something light, maybe some bacon, sausage, ham, cheese.
Yes.
Any recommendations for that?
An Olympian's athlete.
Yes. Maybe some sort of scramble situation.
I would say our dynamite veggie white would probably be our most reasonable for you.
Veggie
it's
white?
A three-egg white omelet.
You lost me at veggie white.
Did you say the word veggie? He will come across the table at you.
That is offensive.
But you have all your standard meats for Kevin.
Correct. We have cherry wood thick cut bacon, which he would absolutely love.
It's all like, about the cherry wood smoked.
The cherry wood smoked thick cut bacon. Oh. Yeah.
Would that be called breakfast porn when you hear talk like that?
Yeah, that's absolutely breakfast porn. And this breakfast will make an appearance on the food blog for sure.
Yeah. So, Taki, congratulations on all your success. Nice group of folks that came out to say hi and see us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Breakfast crowd as well. Do the people in the other room know they can come over and say hi?
Yes, I've been asking them to, and we have some people that
want
to.
Hey, people in the other room, you can come over if you want. Kev, when you get a chance, we got to get these ladies' names because they got here last night.
They beat us here. Absolutely. They were lined up at the door.
But, Taki, what's the phone number if people want to call you and use you?
630-548-1196.
Okay.
And we also offer catering for any catering needs.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You got a website you want to send them to?
It's eggharborcafe.com.
Oh, good one. Nicely done by you thinking of that. And by the way, your staff is very nice.
Thank you.
You got a really good staff.
Yes. It's a pleasure coming to work every single day and working with such folks. I absolutely love everybody on this staff.
That's how we all feel, too.
No, I really do.
About us.
Yeah, they feel that way because I'm sitting here.
Great, yeah.
Anybody on the staff on Thin Ice, we need to give them any bad news today? Maybe it's their last day?
I'm going to say Michael.
Michael. Oh. Michael's in trouble? Okay, everybody but Michael.
It is Friday.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, Michael, you had a nice run. I don't know which one's Michael, but, he's got to go. Egg Harbor Cafe on Jackson in downtown Naperville.
And one person I would like to talk about is Karina. She's been absolutely amazing helping us with everything we do here. So,
Karina. And Karina's got a beautiful smile at this hour of the morning. Karina, no raise, but we appreciate you. More coming up from the Egg Harbor Cafe. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll get you to the news at 7 next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. Steve Cochran is live on 720 WGN.
Aaron Katursky from ABC News will join us in a minute. Let me say hi to Dr. Kevin Most, who is on his way to the hospital to take care of people that actually need his help. Or did you stop by here because you thought there was a medical emergency on the staff?
Well, yeah, I heard the beginning of the show, and I thought I could get over here quickly.
Yeah. Nice to see you, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Casual day today and Friday. No tie, so I kind of get to see how you dress every day.
This is actually upscale for me.
It is for you.
Yeah, this is formal. John DeCoss is here, and we can't technically talk to you unless something happens first.
That's right.
John, whenever you're ready.
Ready? Are we all ready? Girls, are we ready? Hang on. Mary, hang on. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I have a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
Yeah. How often do you get serenaded, too, on a Friday morning by a grown man?
And how about this? You got a table of groupies.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Look at his face. He's so red. I think he has a rash. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well, we'll check him. Hey, we were just talking to Josh Earnest at the White House about the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
You know, we're a year and a half. Is that right? A year and a half in? Something like that. What's this doing for hospital business as far as taking care of patients goes, the most important thing?
Yeah, probably the big thing here is that these catastrophic injuries are now covered. That's the big thing. But we still have the problem with these bronze plans having a very high deductible. So you're talking about people that live in paycheck to paycheck and now have to pay a premium and then still have to pay for health care because these have, although they have insurance, they have this high deductible that we're really concerned about. So actually, Edward Hospital here in Central DuPage is working on a plan to supplement individuals with the bronze plan up to a silver plan so that it is more affordable for patients in this community.
Yeah,
because so
the cost is a huge deal.
Yep.
Andre.
I wanted to ask you about the Zika virus. Everybody now is worried about that.
Doc broke this last
month.
We
did break this. Yeah, remember, it was just a couple of cases. Now it's spread to the states. And you and I were talking about this yesterday, Steve. People saying, can I catch that? Can I get that? Well, no, only if you've been to certain countries. Is that correct?
That's correct right now. So that Zika virus is from a mosquito bite. So someone that comes back with Zika virus is not going to transmit it to other individuals. So it's not that it's contagious, not like influenza, not like other illnesses. The concern is that that mosquito that started in Africa has now worked its way over to South America, up into Mexico and some of the Caribbean islands. We expect that it will be in the southeast United States probably this year. So as this weather starts to warm up and we start to see mosquitoes, that migration of those is going to come up. And I think we do have a big national concern with it, to be honest with you.
So do you get a vaccination or how is there a way to prevent it?
No.
I guess
unfortunately, there's no vaccination right now. So President Obama has said, let's push for a vaccination. That will still take 3 or 4 years to actually get out and get to a point where it can be made. So we're going to really have a problem. We have to remember that the vast majority of these people that get it are going to have some illness, some muscle aches, a low-grade fever. It's really not a problem. The problem comes with the individuals, the females, who can become pregnant because it can cause a condition called microcephaly in their babies.
It's a scary thing, and it's the latest thing that's scary, but it's very legitimate, and you should keep an eye on the stories online. By the way, Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. Dr. Kevin Most, grab yourself some unhealthy breakfast here because I don't want to get you eating quinoa. This is the food here is too good.
Did you get to order the quinoa?
No, Dave? I slapped his hand.
I'm going to, Doc. But so it's quinoa. It's got chia and hemp and goji berries.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be wrong with that?
You know, goji berries and chia. Chia seeds are the new really big fad right now.
Why don't you two go out and graze over there by the Riverwalk? There's great food in the kitchen. Eat it.
I can't believe
Aaron Kutursky is standing by from ABC News. Let me say hi to Aaron. And ask him about last night's debate as well, because I assume Aaron is in Des Moines. Good morning, Aaron Kutursky.
Well, good morning. We're keeping a chair warm for you here ahead of Monday's caucuses. And last night was the Trumpless debate, but it was still all about Donald Trump. Right from the start, the candidates were asked to address the elephant not in the room. And Ted Cruz was ready with his answer. He said, I'm a maniac. Everyone on the stage is fat, stupid, and ugly. And Ben, you're a lousy surgeon. And now the Trump portion of our program is over. And that got a pretty big laugh, and the candidates went on from there, mainly content to mock, but not attack Trump for his absence.
You know, the thing that struck me about the debate last night was that Jeb Bush was the engaged candidate that probably won Florida twice on his charm and his policy knowledge. Chris Christie did a nice job. You know, whether or not it was Trump not being in the room or they just had better nights, I don't know. But is any of that going to be, according to the people you've talked to, enough to cut through before Monday?
Well, that's the question. Without Trump, the debate seemed to lack a solid center of gravity. And so the guy who was poised in center stage was Ted Cruz. But it's really a question whether he was able to take advantage. He was knocked off his game a little bit. Marco Rubio attacked him, so did Rand Paul. And when Rubio said that Cruz had supported a budget that cut defense spending, Cruz went into this whole rambling story about Ronald Reagan building up the military. He never seemed to find footing to claim the mantle as the front runner on the stage. And so I wonder if the dynamics of the race are shaken just 3 days before the caucus. It sure doesn't seem like it. And so then you have to figure that's a win for Trump and his gambit to skip the debate.
Aaron, decent showings, I think, we were talking this morning from Jeb Bush and Chris Christie. But at this point, is that enough?
Yeah, we were just mentioning that. You couldn't hear because you got interrupted. Yeah. But the question you had brought up off the air a moment ago, too, which I think is relevant, is what happens between now and Monday outside of the poll in the Des Moines Register tomorrow night that is going to be indicative of where we are.
Well, and for Chris Christie, he had one of the line's best nights when Cruz and Rubio were sparring over immigration and who said what when. Christie piped up. He said, I need a Washington to English dictionary to decipher what you're saying. We need somebody not from Washington. But even that felt like the same old barb. Most of the attacks were against Hillary Clinton. And we've heard so many of those from the Republican candidates. So I'm not sure that anyone necessarily had a standout night. Rand Paul said it was great to be back on the main stage. He seemed to fare pretty well, but isn't really a factor in the polls. And Rubio had a good first hour, but struggled when confronted with his past statements on a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. So if people hadn't made up their mind, they seemed to hear more of the same. And without Trump, it did lack a little fire.
And we know you got to run, but does the appearance of Santorum and Huckabee at the Trump party mean they're out Monday?
Man, isn't that interesting? Because
so
they had time under the, you know, they were at the undercard debate, so they both said, well, we got nothing else to do. We'll go to the Trump event. I think they knew where the attention was. But just having them appear on stage, even though they said they were going for veterans, not for Trump, seemed to validate Trump's decision to skip the debate. And if you had the sound down and you only saw the picture, you would have seen the two prior winners of the Iowa caucuses sharing a stage with the man who's poised to become this year's winner of the Iowa caucuses.
The great question remains, who's going to show up? 16-20% of registered voters in Iowa actually take the time to caucus. It's all about turnout, kids. And can Trump get his people to turn out on Monday? We'll see. By the way, we didn't even talk about the Democrats, but that may be even a tighter race. Aaron Kotursky, thanks. We'll see you in Iowa.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks.
It's Aaron Kotursky from ABC News. Let's get to Mary with your traffic trouble spots on a Friday morning. How are we doing? The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live from Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville and presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Adam Hogue coming up in a little bit. Some of the other news floating around in the world. And Dave, the Northwestern Wildcats, a little rough night last night again.
Yeah, it was a very rough night.
Boys are on a tough stretch now, huh?
They are. Well, they knew this was going to be a tough stretch. Four straight games against ranked teams. And Michigan State last night, Iowa Sunday, and Iowa's coming off a loss playing there. So it's going to be a tough one, too.
Yeah, and we want them to get on a run before March because I still believe this is the year they're going to be in the tournament.
Yeah, but they got to get going. They have no margin for error now.
Right, backed into a little bit of a hole here.
Yeah, no more mulligans, Steve. Yeah.
For people that are arriving here at Egg Harbor Cafe, and that's a lot of folks, just wanted to let everybody know that I apparently have changed my ways and I'm now a Trump man.
I see that. That hat
it's
looks
funny because
good on you.
Earlier in the week, you were a Hillary man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a hat now.
Oh, yeah, there
I mean,
you go.
If Hillary sends me a hat, I'll switch completely. Does Hillary have hats?
Yes, she does.
You know what Hillary ought to
she
do?
Does.
Hillary ought to do signature pantsuits.
That's not a bad idea.
Hillary campaign pantsuits for everybody that follows her.
We should patent that.
Right?
That's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, get your own Hillary pantsuit. I think it'd be a sharp look for me. But I was given a Make America Great Again hat. So I'm going to wear this all the way to Des Moines and back.
It fits great, too. Yeah.
So me and the Trumpster. Last night, we don't know the ratings yet on the Trump side of things versus the debate. Now, you called it. You said Trump would actually stay out. I predicted he would have come into the debate at the last minute. He did not. I think we got a better debate because of it. Trump's event, did you watch any of it? It was bizarre.
I saw a few minutes of it. It was bizarre. It was almost like photo. It seemed to me like photo op. Well, which shouldn't surprise me, but a photo op.
Well, it was a combination of a couple of speakers with him doing like a Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon, and now we got this from that donor.
Right.
He raised $6 million, which is great, but there's still a question about where the money's going to go because the thing was slapped together so quickly. They didn't have any arrangement set up with major military and veteran charities.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, the encouragement was to donate to the Trump Organization.
Which then
Trump
will filter out the money.
The money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope he does, and I hope people stay on him about that. Because, honestly, all things aside, raising $6 million for veterans,
this is good.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, but all of it. Every dime. Every no penny. Administrative costs. Every dime needs to be dispersed.
And how weird, Rick Santorum coming, too.
Santorum and Huckabee.
And Huckabee.
Huckabee made the point afterward when asked about the money and where the money's going to go. Huckabee made the point that, you know, the one thing Trump doesn't lack is money. So he has no concerns that Trump's going to keep the money. And I don't think he'd keep the money either. It's just, it's a testament to how goofy the whole thing was in the setup that they didn't even have, you know, time to set up a website or an organization or a place to funnel the cash.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre. But, yeah, it did let the other candidates have more of the spotlight this time.
We'll talk about some of the other things going on in sports in just a little bit. But before we do anything else, let me go to John DeCoste because, John, people come out and they demand that you sing. And I thought since we're live at Egg Harbor Cafe, maybe you had one of your catchy numbers, as we used to say during the Rat Pack days.
Yes, I do have a question, though. The Egg Harbor Hotel, is that only open from 6:30 to 2?
Oh, the new hotel they're putting
up? The new
up?
Hotel, the Egg Harbor Hotel.
That'd be interesting, a breakfast hotel.
Breakfast hotel only open up for, you know.
So you'd have to check out every morning at 11 or every afternoon at 2?
No, actually, you'd have to check out like 10 because they need time to clean. So you could stay from 5:30 to 10.
I got
to
say, it's not the best business idea I've ever heard.
I'm going with it. I'm invested a lot of my money into it.
Here's what we'd like you to do. We'd like you to sing to the people here. Do you have something that you've
I do. I just wrote this. This is for Egg Harbor.
This is the Egg Harbor Cafe song.
That's right.
As we do the Allstate Hometown Voices tour whenever you're ready.
We get the music. And, how beautiful. And this, please, everybody try not to cry. I have had a breakfast bar or breakfast in my car. Wonder what's best right now so far. I can tell you all one thing. Who wins the big brass ring? It made me write this song to sing. The only place I enjoy is Egg Harbor. The only place to start the day that I adore. On whose bacon stands alone of all the places I have gone, it's Egg Harbor. I just want to thank Dave for staring at me and laughing.
You know,
That's also available on my Honeymoon Night CD.
That was a weirdly sentimental kind of...
I thought it was beautiful, Steve. I
expected you to go down the road of, you know, syrup and various other things, but you kept that pretty much seriously sweet.
Yeah, because they're actually going to use this. This is across the country now.
So this is an audition?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to use this. My backup singers were phenomenal earlier. I want to give them a hand.
Which one's Beyonce?
Beyonce is right here. That's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's taught them how to put her finger on a ring on it. Whatever.
That came so close to trouble, didn't it? That was so close to a meeting. That was unbelievable.
Backup singers / groupies.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. We'll take a break, come back, get your big story coming up. We're live at Egg Harbor Cafe. How about a hand for John? Okay, that's enough. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
This great godly miracle of radio really gives me the opportunity to speak to you on the air.
Live from the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, it's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour on 720 WGN.
And Adam Hoag is in for Hamp this morning, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. The 85 Bears are in their fourth day of celebration. And we decided to give Hamp the morning off.
They've started the 31st anniversary party.
That's exactly right. You know what's cool, though? And Adam, I know you've been busy in Alabama, the Senior Bowl stuff. But what's cool for Chicago fans is to see how much fun these guys still have with each other. And how much, because that's a special club, Dave. You know, you can't get into that club. That's a club that accepts no new members. And for all of them to be able to get together at this point, they're guys between 55 and 65, I would guess, and some of them in pretty tough health conditions. Who knows when they're ever going to be able to see each other again in a group.
No, and I think they have genuinely enjoyed this week. Seeing some pictures on Facebook of guys getting together in smaller groups. Jim McMahon seemed to be in pretty good spirits this week.
Yeah, actually talking football.
Yeah. Yeah, which he wouldn't do for a while.
No, as opposed to that old, I don't care, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. But I think he feels better, too.
He said that.
He said the medical marijuana has actually made a difference. Not that he needs to ingest anything like that again, but for this case, it's actually medicine.
Yeah, no, it's helped him. There was a problem with spinal fluid that he said had him depressed, and he wouldn't get out of bed. And now he feels better, and he sounds like he's enjoying life more.
And Hamp was kind of the center of attention in a lot of these events, along with Den and the other guys. So it's good. So Hamp will join us on Monday, but happy to have Adam Hoge with us. Are you in Alabama now?
No, I'm home now. I got home late last night, so I'm back. And, yeah, unfortunately I missed all the celebration this week in Chicago with the 85 Bears, but I was following along via social media. It looked like everyone was having a lot of fun. And I agree with you guys that, you know, good to see them all having fun, especially with Jim McMahon, because, you know, I've seen some interviews here and there over the years recently where you could tell he's, you know, not feeling all that great and wasn't all that happy. So to see him certainly happy this week, that was good to see.
You know, it's interesting, too, because, Adam, you're 31, is that right?
I'm 30.
30.
Or I'm turning 30 soon.
A guy like Adam Hoge, a guy about to be 30, who knows football inside and out, knows every inch of the NFL. But we forget, Dave and I do, Dave forgets a lot of things because of his age, but we forget that, you know, here you are, an absolute football guru, but you weren't even a twinkle in your parents' eyes when this game happened.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit of a twinkle because I believe I was in the womb when the Super Bowl was going on, but yeah, I wasn't even born yet. So it's, you know, and that kind of puts in perspective of how long it's been, I think. And one thing we had this discussion this week in Alabama, me and a couple of the other Bears writers. Did you notice the Bears didn't really celebrate the 85 Bears this year, at least during the season? I'm talking about the actual organization. You know, there wasn't any kind of big campaign like the White Sox did this year with the 10th anniversary of the World Series.
Oh, you mean like a season-long thing? Because they did have one weekend, right?
Right, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
they always have alumni weekend.
But they didn't make a big deal out of it, though.
No. Yeah, that's true.
And I actually kind of want to commend them on that because, you know, at some point when you haven't won in a long time, you can't keep celebrating the one Super Bowl you do have. Now, they have plenty of NFL championships, but this is the only Super Bowl, and especially after coming off the season they had, you know, in 2014, I think that would have been a tough sell. By the way, we are going to have the director of that 30 for 30 movie on our show tomorrow afternoon on the beat. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. I'm going to screen the movie today. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? I do think the Bears honored the 85 team on the 20th or the 25th anniversary, maybe both. And what struck me this week with all this going on, I remember in 85, everybody was, the Bears finally won. Bears finally have an NFL championship again for the first time since 1963, which seems so long ago.
22 years.
Right. This is 30 years.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, time flies when you're not winning.
Yeah.
Was anyone bothered by Ditka wearing the short shorts to the parties this week? Because I thought it was a hot look for him.
Well, it was an 80s look.
Yeah,
you know.
Retro. Stand by, Adam, more from you because we want to talk Super Bowl. And also, if you saw any prospects the Bears ought to be picking up, you know, on your trip. Stand by for that. But first, it's traffic trouble spots. We go back to Mary Line from Egg Harbor Cafe. You are looking live at a big plate of bacon. We're live at the Egg Harbor Cafe in downtown Naperville. Before we get back to Adam Hoge, once in a while, and Andre, you know this, it's cool when you get a chance to see somebody that you haven't seen in quite some time. The last time that I saw this young man was 2006. And in 2006, I believe he was 9 years old?
He was a little boy who was a
I was born in 95, so I would have been
11.
Close to 11.
Yeah, 10 or 11. And you eventually were a kid of the week.
Yes, sir.
But you came down. You were on the air with your little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, you were in the scouts at that point. Did you hook me up and weasel some money out of me for some scout thing?
No, I don't believe we weaseled you out of any money. We were down there for an activity patch. We had to go visit a radio station.
But it's great to see you. And tell everybody what you're doing now.
So my name's William Dawes. I'm a junior at North Central College, just literally right down the street here in Naperville.
Yeah.
I'm a member of our student-run radio station, WONC-FM, which last year was just named the best college station in the nation by the International Broadcasting System.
You know, in 1979, I was on WVIC at Ithaca College in upstate New York, and we didn't win Squadoosh. But anyway, back to you. I mean, it wasn't even that good a station is my point.
Yes, so my... I've got a lot of duties there. I'm the station's social media director, and I'm also the audio vault guru, so I load stuff into the computer to play on the air.
We've got to fire some people at the tower and bring them in.
Right, exactly, right? Look how eager he is.
So you're a junior now.
Yes, sir. And I'm currently looking at pursuing a job in the radio industry.
Well, it's fantastic, man. It's good to see you. How about a hand for my friend William? Everybody's welcome to come by if you were eventually on the, or on the show in the past and show me. I'd love that your mom sent you those pictures. I just saw pictures of the three of us from 10 years ago.
She listens to you guys every morning. She loves you.
That's very sweet.
Aside from making us feel old, we're so proud of your accomplishments.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I'm sorry about my hair. Nice to see you, William. Good luck at school,
man. Take care, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
It's 7:51. We returned to Adam Hoge already in progress. So let's start with where you've been. You were in Alabama for the Senior Bowl prep.
Yes, I was. Got pretty much the entire NFL down there in good old Mobile, Alabama, which doesn't have a whole lot except for good barbecue and good golf seafood. But it's always a good week because you get a good look at all the top seniors that are going to be entering the NFL draft. Dan Vitale from Northwestern was down there impressing some scouts. And you just run in the pretty much anybody in the NFL that you know is down there. Bill O'Brien cut me off in traffic within 15 minutes of me getting down there. So, you know, it's a good event every week or every year.
Should have let Bill O'Brien hit you. He's making a lot of money.
Yes, that would have been a good idea. Let me tell you a little about
who did you see? Who did you see that impressed you?
Let's talk a little bit Bears, okay? So, inside linebacker is a huge position of need in my opinion. The Bears could, I guess, keep going with Shea McClellan, but he's finally reaching free agency here. So there's no guarantee that the Shea McClellan era is going to continue. There's a guy named Reggie Ragland.
You know, I didn't know we had a Shea McClellan era.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's reached it 4 years now.
It was more of a Shea McClellan moment here and there.
Hey, I'm filling in for Hamp, so I got to get the Shea McClellan bashes in there, right? Reggie Ragland from Alabama, he is a first-round pick for sure, could be taking top 15 right around where the Bears are at number 11. So keep an eye on that name. He's a very good player. There's also a kid out of LSU named Deion Jones that really impressed me this week. He moves like a safety. And let's talk a little bit about the quarterbacks because that's really what most people care about. Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. I'm assuming most of our listeners are not, huge North Dakota State fans watching every single one of their games.
Isn't it the Flying Horn Frogs?
They're not the Flying Horn Frogs, no.
They're the Bison. Not the Bison, the Bison.
Yep. Bison.
They won a bunch of national championships, I believe.
I actually interviewed their coach. He was stranded at O'Hare last weekend.
North Dakota State?
North Dakota State, yeah.
All right, so there you go.
One of their coaches, Casey, yeah.
All right, so this Carson dude, we like him?
He is very impressive. By far the best quarterback that was at the Senior Bowl this week. Carson Wentz is his name. He's big. He's, you look at him, you go, how the heck was he not playing regular Division I football because he was in the FCS? And he was winning championships there. But he's a first-round pick, in my opinion, so keep an eye on him, too.
All right, let me move to the Super Bowl, if that's all right. Would you mind talking Super Bowl?
No, absolutely.
Okay, so this week, the players, the standard week, Dave, is you win on a Sunday, you go back to work as a team, as players, on Wednesday, right?
Yeah,
Tuesday is
a
meeting.
Tuesday is normally a day off, but sometimes they'll adjust that with the 2 weeks in between.
Right. So when do they actually get to the Super Bowl? I know Media Day is next Tuesday and all of that, too.
Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any development that's made news so far? Because I got to say, I've been pleasantly surprised at the lack of Super Bowl hype so far.
Well, Jesus, the NFL, it's like they tried to create another Deflategate by dropping this news that Peyton Manning was getting investigated for HGH. Fortunately, I don't think it gained much steam,
but I really
saw that the other day, and I'm like, what are they doing?
That was an odd move because he's your legacy player and the star of the Super Bowl.
It's like they enjoy it.
Yeah, and I didn't have any indication that Peyton Manning has engendered that kind of hostility in the league. Had you?
No, not at all. And
he said he welcomed it. He's called this thing garbage from day one.
Yeah.
Right. And he still does.
The notion is, the accusation is, if I remember correctly, is that HGH was sent to his wife from somewhere in Mexico, right? And on several occasions. Isn't that the story?
The whole thing's sketchy because, first of all, they got the information by basically a guy wearing a wire, you know, and sharing a private conversation. And then the guy that apparently said it was the guy who was caught on tape saying, hey, yeah, this HGH got sent to Peyton Manning, immediately recanted everything once the story came out. So, whether or not it happened, who knows? But there's not a whole lot of credibility right now being given to the story in the first place.
As this next week progresses, the one question that I will have is Peyton Manning going to be able to throw a football at an NFL level? Is he fit to play quarterback, not just in the Super Bowl, but be on an NFL field? Is there any chance we'll see Brock Osweiler, or was that injury too significant?
I think there's a chance, but they're not going to pull. I don't think you're going to see a scenario where they're just going to pull Peyton Manning unless he's really, really, really bad.
Unless he can't go, he's going to be the guy.
And you would think with 2 weeks to prepare, that's 2 weeks to rest.
2 weeks to rest, and I think also 2 weeks to scheme ways to really not put too much pressure on him, not ask too much of his arm. He was able to make throws, obviously not a lot of zip on his passes, but he got them there enough to win the game.
Well, he's also got that quick release that he's always had, and I don't think the injury affects that. But Luke Kuechly in that Carolina defense, at Ron Rivera Carolina defense.
Yeah, it's a little different challenge.
I don't know that I'd want to face that ever.
No. I think the other story, guys, really, and it came out a little bit this week, and I think I said this last Monday, I think there's going to be a lot of attention on Cam Newton.
Sure.
And he's a controversial figure. He's a great player, obviously. He turned some people off with his brashness. He was pretty outspoken this week, saying, basically, I'm not for everybody, and he kind of understands that. But
I like him.
I do, too.
I like him. I like the fun he has. I like the celebrations, and I think he celebrates at an appropriate time when
he
earned it.
He's got energy, enthusiasm, and I think some people don't like to see that. So I think he's going to be a big focus. That whole topic, I think, will get a lot of attention come media day and the rest of the media coverage next week.
Where are you on Cam Newton, Adam?
As I mentioned on Monday, I like him a lot. I think all this talk about him and a lot of it's just ridiculous, really, the way it's kind of taken off. And I don't know why everyone has a problem with the guy just having fun. And you know, he's a great role model for kids. He had some mistakes that he made in college, no question. He obviously, though, learned from those mistakes, and he's corrected that and is on to a really good NFL career. So in my opinion, he's a guy that should be used as an example to kids and how to get on the right path. And unfortunately, all these people that are coming out and trying to kill him for the way he celebrates, it's ridiculous. And a lot of people have kind of questioned if race comes into it, if some of these people that are doing that are racist. And I think that's a fair question. And it's been brought into the discussion because it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me why people would be so against Cam Newton right now.
One other note, and this gets back to a topic we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Adam, on a Monday morning, and that's a franchise relocation. Remember we were talking about where teams might go?
Yeah.
And I think I threw Las Vegas out there.
Yeah.
And now comes word that the Oakland Raiders will meet next week with the chairman of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation and CEO Sheldon Adelson wants to build a $1 billion dome stadium on the UNLV campus. So the Raiders are going to meet with Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that should make for that whole gambling question that came up last year to be nice and front and center.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I can't see that move happening. The Raiders are in a really bad spot because they were the clear losers of the whole L.A. sweepstakes, and they basically had to bow out, go back to Oakland where they don't really have any leverage now to get a new stadium. So that's what this is about. They're trying to get leverage to get a new stadium done in Oakland. And Las Vegas, I know, has been trying to build a new stadium there for a while, so it makes sense on their end too.
Yeah, they're meeting today.
And there'll be a lot of cigar smoke and a lot of guys, come to Vegas, yeah. That's my impression of a guy trying to get the
Are they meeting in a sports book?
Yeah, that's where they're meeting, yes, they are. Okay. Nice job, Adam Hogue, especially just off the plane from Alabama. It sounds like your IQ stayed right where it should. I wanted to take shots at Alabama. Those are fine people. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
And listen tomorrow to The Beat. Because they're going to be talking about that 30 for 30 that'll premiere on ESPN next week.
Yeah, which I think it airs next Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey.
Back live, Egg Harbor Cafe. And do we have Dean? It's Dean on the phone with us. Dean, good morning, buddy.
I am in Hollywood, just like the song says.
Well, let me get your Cub ace reporter, Andrea Darlis, on the phone with you so you could share the entertainment news. So let's start with what you're doing in L.A.
I'm out here doing some interviews. Last night I saw the movie How to Be Single. The little, little romantic comedy with Rebel Wilson, with Dakota Fanning, with Leslie Mann. It's cute, it's funny, it's R-rated, but that's not a review. I'm not reviewing it because it's not
no
opening for another week or so.
No, why would you do that? You wouldn't do that. And who else are you going to be seeing?
Tomorrow I'll be interviewing one Mr. George Clooney. There have been a lot of reports. People have thought that they've seen George Clooney in the Naperville area this morning.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
But I think there may be a little bit of confusion with that. I'll be talking to him tomorrow.
You know how tired he gets? I mean, I'm walking around.
Tatum, some of the other stars of this new Coen Brothers movie called Hail Caesar.
Which, by the way, looks like it's either going to be great or just god-awful.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not.
I didn't feel like there's any middle ground there. It's either going to be hilarious or awful.
Yeah, I'm not. I like Coen Brothers movies. I love Coen Brothers movies. But when one opens in February, that's usually the dumping ground of major motion pictures. So I'm going to go in with an open mind. We'll see. And. Either way, I'm going to sit down with Clooney, and you know that it's always fun. Even if the movie is terrible, I know you always enjoy hearing me fake going through an interview with somebody. You know, not exactly pretending, lying that I like the movie, but just listening for every possible way for me to avoid talking about the movie with its stars.
It's fantastic. It's one of the great joys of my life. By the way, I didn't want to bring this up, but I am still, even at the age of 54, because Clooney's 54 as well, I am still doing all of his ass double work. So if you ever see his naked butt in a movie, that's me.
Yeah, I know that. I'm a little uncomfortable every time I see one because I know it's you.
Right.
A little too much information for me, but.
And this is what happens. I mean, Dean's in L.A. now. He knows this, but I don't want to get bogged down too much shop talk here. But the director will scream, "Bring in the ass."
Right.
And that's my cue. And one of the people come to the trailer and they get me.
Ass in a good way, in a great way.
A lot of WGN staff meetings also.
Yes, that's true. But I thought that was different. I don't know.
I don't know if a lot of people. Steve is so modest. I don't know if he has even mentioned on the air. In a couple of weeks, they're having the big awards ceremony, for the best asses of the year are being given out. And Steve is up for multiple awards again this year.
Right. And best ass in a dramatic performance, best ass in a comedy.
You've won that before. Where have you put all your asses?
Well, I mean, I keep all my asses in one place. I think that's really the key. And for youngsters who are coming up into business, like I can't do Channing Tatum's ass at this point. You know, it's just I've aged
too
out
much
of that.
Work. It's too
well,
much
I've
work.
I've aged out of that category. But I do mentor young asses.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell am I talking about?
Steve is an age-appropriate ass.
That's right.
That's right. He's got a lot of assets, basically.
Yeah, and I have a range. Like, I can play, say, you know, a 40 to a 45-year-old ass. It takes a little while. But I can also do a 70-year-old.
Right. And I don't know.
I got to get a nap.
Yeah, this week there's been so much news about this Michael Jackson movie. In one scene, Steve does play Michael Jackson's ass.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because much like other things, like Michael Jackson
is in his grave right now. By the way,
that's where you can hear the.
I'm trying to get that image out of my head, Dean. Hold on.
You can hear the whirring. Actually, right now, Jimmy DeCastro is driving to Naperville, and he's putting the show on hold so he can find a new morning guy.
He's saying, "Where's the nearest bathroom?"
He's calling. He's just trying to get a call into Eddie and Jobo and see if they're available.
Right. Hey, are you guys locked into those insurance commercials? Because I'm getting rid of Cochran. Sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. It's Dean Richards live in L.A. All right, I know you got better things to do. Is there one big entertainment story other than the list Andrea has in front of her?
Oh, it's
no strength, no energy.
Seriously, if I was a 70-ish-year-old rock and roller right now, I would have my physician by my side at this moment with all the deaths that we've had this month. And the latest is... Paul Kantner from Airplane, Jefferson Starship, had a variety of illnesses, recently heart illnesses, and dies age 74. So, and that's the big deal story right now. But I think the even bigger deal is this remarkable month. Good God, the memoriam section of the Grammy Awards next week is going to take like a half an hour.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. All right, buddy, have a safe trip, and then I know you're off the first couple days next week. Is that business or pleasure?
That is both business and pleasure, but not as pleasurable as it would be for you being in Iowa, I know, the next couple of days.
It's going to be a good time, Monday and Tuesday in Des Moines. Thank you. That's Dean Richards live from Los Angeles, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. So let's do this. We get traffic. We come back. You'll give us the list of the other entertainment stories that are out
good.
There?
Got a lot, yeah.
All right, Mary, what do you have? We had one security issue here at Egg Harbor Cafe this morning. There's a group of people, mostly females, from the White Eagle subdivision in Naperville who seem to be causing a lot of problems on the other side of the restaurant.
Talk about a ruckus.
So we may have to have them removed. Yeah.
They look like they're having fun.
They're having a good time. We will get to your caucus ruckus coming up. The mayor of Naperville is stopping by. You talk about big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah.
George Prale was the mayor of Naperville for over 200 years.
Yeah, I think about 25.
And Mayor Prale stepped down last fall, and Steve Cherico is the new mayor. So we'll talk to Mayor Cherico about what's happening in Naperville coming up and any other political aspirations he might have. And then Kevin's got a couple of plugs to get to before the end of the show, but while I'm thinking about it, back at the radio station, we want to thank Ross, who is in Kevin's chair this morning. And is it Ben pushing the buttons?
It'd be Bob Ferguson, engineering back at the studio. Thank you,
Bob. Pushing the buttons. Thank you, Bob, as well. All right, let's continue on with the entertainment stuff, Andrea. Is my show, House of Cards, ready to go?
House of Cards, not only ready to go, but this is awesome news for you. It's already been renewed for a season 5.
Nice.
Season 4 hasn't even started yet, but they have renewed it for season 5. March 4th is the season premiere for House of Cards. Season 4.
You know, that's the only show I binge watch.
Oh, I love that show.
But I want to, you know, Mary, I don't know if you agree with me on this. You and I grew up in an era, even though you're much younger than I am.
Yes, I am.
You and I grew up in an era where you would watch shows when they were scheduled.
Oh, yeah. You would make sure you were home to watch those shows.
So it's tough to break out of that habit because when I binge watch something, and really it's only House of Cards, as soon as it's over, you go, well, now what?
Right. You got to wait for the next one.
And you don't even know what night it's on, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I know that's the way all of it is headed, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm against it.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't like the binge watching.
Because you know what? You don't like to wait for a whole year,
that's
right?
That's it. Plus, if you binge watch, you know, there's 13 episodes. That's 6.5 hours.
Yeah, there's no excitement. There's no anticipation.
No.
Nothing.
The only thing, well, I don't know if this is a downside at all, because House of Cards is so awesome no matter what. It's a very strong cast. The creator, Bo Willimon, is not going to be involved with season 5. So after 4, he's done.
It's amazing.
I don't know
if
that's
going to
change the makeup. But
you get to a point where you have success on a show and you go, yeah, I'm done with that.
How about that, right?
Especially if something as fragile as show business. What's going on with Gina Rodriguez?
Gina Rodriguez, do we need any more reasons to love Gina Rodriguez, our hometown girl? The Jane the Virgin star has proved yet again she's an absolute gem. She responded to a fan on Twitter who reached out to tell the actress that she wanted to borrow Rodriguez's Golden Globes dress to wear to her prom because she couldn't afford a prom dress. Not only did she get an acknowledgement from Gina Rodriguez, Gina is giving her the dress. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
It was that beautiful off-the-shoulder blue gown that she wore.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
Wasn't it stunning?
Maybe we should try that on, Drew. Yeah. We ask somebody, hey, just give me that Golden Globe dress.
Well, you know what's going to happen?
What?
Every kid in America now is going to send an email, a text, a tweet to any star they can reach and go, can I have your underwear? Can I have this? Can I have that?
That's what they did with the prom dates, remember? They all started asking all the guys to take them to prom.
Yeah, yep. Dear Gina Rodriguez. Dear Angelina Jolie. And some good news for Kim Basinger. She's a great actor. She's beautiful. Kim Basinger is going to star in the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Darker, or 50 Shades Darker.
The love interest?
No.
Kim Basinger's got to be 60, right?
She's 62.
62.
62. Okay. Still looks great.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a big stretch for her. She's going to take on the part of Elena Lincoln, and that was Christian Grey's business partner, wink, wink, and more importantly, the former love interest who introduced him to the whole world of S&M.
Well, I hope that one does better than the first one.
did you guys see the first one?
I never saw it. I refused to see it.
I saw it. I think Enid saw it. It was kind of weak. I didn't really like it.
Dave saw it a couple times.
You saw 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, I mean, to say I saw
it. You did or you didn't.
Come on, Dave.
I've seen parts of it.
Just the parts that you wanted to see?
On cable?
I know. It came on one night, and I was watching it. It didn't really hold my interest.
So you're online on MrSkin.com going, where do I have to fast forward to see what I want to see?
No. No, it was on.
There was no sports on, right, okay. Dave?
All right.
I've said this many times.
I bought
tickets for my wife to go with some friends. So I did buy tickets to 50 Shades of Grey. I just didn't go see it myself. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn anything?
Oh, what could I possibly learn?
Ask Mary.
You're known for your research before you do an event. So I would assume you were taking, you know, copious notes while you were watching 50 Shades of Grey. Did it cause you to switch cuffs?
What?
Mary, did Dave learn anything from the movie?
Oh, I thought you meant this morning.
Well, because of their romp this morning.
I don't think they should talk about that.
Final one for you, Steve. Kristen Cavallari has posted her first pictures with her new baby sailor, James, and telling everybody she's fine after she was in that car accident in the suburbs last week.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that looked like it was kind of scary.
Yeah, she broke something, right? Her wrist?
Yeah, she broke her wrist, but a 9-week-old baby sailor was not in the car with her. Neither were the other two kids, the boys, but they're all well and good. She's thanking everybody for all their support.
And there's a picture of Kim Basinger at 62.
She looks good.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's looking good.
She uses Jenny Cell.
Yeah, she does. That's the key.
A lot.
Back with a big story in a moment. Hey, good news. We just have found out that along with the story I broke earlier, that the Pope Mobile's up for auction at the Philadelphia Auto Show. We're going to speak with the director of the Vatican Motor Pool.
Oh, excellent.
Before the show's over.
Excellent.
See if there's any trouble back in at the Vatican. Let's get to the big story next on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran is live in Naperville.
Seriously?
On the WGN Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate on 720 WGN.
Who's going to make it? We'll find out in the long run. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Egg Harbor Cafe. Presented in part by Allstate agent Adriana Hartman, who we'll meet in just a second. Before that, I have been presented by a friend of mine a list of the military charities that Trump's $6 million Eddie Ray's last night are going to go to. Here okay. are a few of them. American Hero Adventures, the Disabled American Vets, the Fisher House, which takes care of, in particular, soldiers who suffer burns on the field, or in the field of combat. Homes for Our Troops, Hope for the Warriors, Canine for Warriors, that, you know, are dogs that have been in combat and training.
Right, right. Therapy dogs.
Yeah, therapy dogs. Liberty House. The Liberty House in Manchester, New Hampshire, and for, I don't know, the last 10 years, it's been providing a safe, supportive, substance-free housing community for American vets. So if somebody comes home and they're suffering with PTSD and they have an addiction problem, they can get treatment there. The Navy SEAL Foundation, Partners for Patriots, Racing for Heroes, which is a diversion sort of activity.
Yeah.
Task Force Dagger Foundation, the Green Beret Foundation, Veterans for Airlift Command, and Warriors for Freedom. That's not the entire list. There's 21 in all. So if there's $6 million that will be dispersed and 100% goes to these organizations, they're each going to get about $280,000 and change.
Which is good.
It's good.
Hopefully every single penny will go to those organizations too.
Yeah, well, you know, it has to. I don't want to hear about administrative costs or 50% are going to the cause. It's 8:42. Whenever we do the Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate, we get a chance to meet and spend a little time with a local Allstate agent. Today, that's Audriana Hartman. Good morning, Audriana. How are you?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you. We talked the other day, and you had to get your kids to school before you came over. Everything okay?
That's right. All good.
All good. All right. Tell me a little bit about your agency.
Well, I have an agency in Aurora. We are on Yola Road and Indian Trail. I have been there for 10 years. And I really enjoy my job. I really am passionate about helping my customers, not just selling them insurance, but understanding their needs, understanding who they are, and building relationships.
So if somebody calls you and they've had an accident or they have something going on with the house, you seem like a very nice person. Do you actually go over and do all the cleanup on your own? I'm Adriana. I'll be right there.
Not really, but we always make sure they're safe and they're fine. That's the main concern because cars and houses, they can be fixed.
Sure.
People is our main concern.
What's the main thing we ought to be concerned about right now going into late winter and early spring?
Well, first of all, be careful. We have a couple of tips for all the listeners. The first one is Allstate has a new app. It's free. It's for customers and not customers. It has very useful features. So if you have an accident, you're always connected to roadside assistance. Also,
it's a big deal, sure.
Yeah. And then even if you're not a customer, also it has a step, step-by-step guide what to do in an accident. Most of us know what to do or have been told what to do, but at the moment an accident happens, you forget. So you have all the steps there. You can take pictures, so it's very helpful. Also, for customers, you have your ID cards, you have how to pay, you can pay from your phone.
Oh, really?
And there's also something that I found very useful. A parking reminder. So if you're somewhere you're not going to remember where you parked, you can mark it on our app.
There you go.
It's very.
You know, I actually buy 4 or 5 new cars a year because I forget where I put them when I park.
That I believe.
That's funny. And you know what? There's another thing that I really liked. Depending on where you are, it's going to give you all the gas prices around you.
Uh-huh.
So you can make a smart decision on your shopping.
Well, that's good, too, because we know the prices are going to go up again.
My mom has that same app. She calls me and says, hey, where's the cheapest gas prices? So that's
you're
great
the app.
For her. I am the app.
Oh,
yeah,
you're the
so I'm going
to
put that on her phone.
Get
that's
on
great.
Her phone, so you don't have to be the
that's
app
very
anymore.
Cool.
What got you interested in Allstate?
Well, you know what? I've always liked to help people, and I know everybody needs insurance. So I'm being the person that I am. I make sure they get what they need, not what we want to sell. And also I've noticed when there's an accident, it makes a huge difference how you treat them. Mm-hmm. That you're really concerned about them.
Sure.
What's best for them, how to help them.
Sure.
So putting my heart in my job is what I like. And that's why I've been there for 10 years, and I hope to be there for many more.
One of the things I like about Allstate is they're very proactive in bringing new agents into the business. So if somebody's listening and they go, yeah, but it's got to be tough. You start the business. How long does it take to really get up and running?
Well, it takes a long. It depends on your budget and then the many hours that you're willing to put in.
Yeah.
But if you really want to do this for the rest of your life, this is a very nice career to have. If you enjoy talking to people, building relationships, it's awesome.
And a lot of it's word of mouth, right?
Yes.
I like what Adriana does for me. I tell a friend, and then suddenly they want you as the agent as well.
Yes, a lot of his referrals, word of mouth, and then when they know you and they like you, it's very easy for them to refer.
And your agency, which I think is great, is bilingual, too. So you really reach out to the Spanish-speaking community.
That is correct. I'm originally from Colombia, South America, and then I speak the language. So it's very nice because a lot of Hispanics would rather speak our own language, but, I mean, we're bilingual, so we can do all in the office.
See, I'm really embarrassed. I heard that accent. I thought it was Tinley Park.
No?
Not as much? Not so much? Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break for traffic, and then I want you to introduce your friend here in just a second, because one of the things you do as an agency is help out with organizations that need help, and this is one you've been involved with for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. And stand by for that. One moment. First, let's do traffic. And Mary's here with that on 720 WGN. We are here live at Egg Harbor Cafe. It's right on Jackson, downtown Naperville. And hope you can come out. Bill and Wendy will be on at 10 this morning as well. We're talking with Adriana Hartman, and her Allstate agency is, if you know the Aurora area, it's right on the Eola across from the Stonebridge development. And business is good, I hope. Nope, get a little button there. All right, now we're good. Business is good?
Yes, it is. It's been a good last many years.
Good. Now, who's your friend here?
My friend here is Sarah Presley. She is coming here from Feed My Starving Children. This is a non-for-profit organization that I have personally worked and volunteered with for the past 5 years. I think what they do is awesome. I'm going to let her present what they do, but I just want to all the listeners to know that every time I go, I leave with a great feeling that I've did something really good.
That's nice.
That my little time there is making a great impact. So that's what I've been doing it with my family for 5 years. And then this year I started doing it with the office.
Great thing to teach your kids and your employees.
Yes. And
yeah, that's right.
I just want to mention when one of my employees left, he said, like, what? Actually, this was a great deal. So really, people feel it now, and I want Sarah to introduce what they do.
Sarah Presley, Feed My Starving Children. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So explain what you do.
Sure. We are a Christian, not-profit food organization, food relief. We take packaged foods to different countries around the world. What we do is have a proprietary mix of vitamins and vegetables and soy for protein and rice, and we have volunteers put those ingredients into bags, and the bags are sealed, put into boxes. The boxes are then sent to our various partners around the globe. Rather than having Feed My Starving Children centers in all of these countries, we partner with different organizations. Once they are our partners, they get the food for free. They do have to pay for shipping, and then they have a couple of things they have to do for us. One is they have to keep track of how they distribute the food, and the second thing is that they have to have 10% of what they get from us give to other organizations around them that can't afford to have the shipping.
It's a great idea. So you're paying it forward.
Right.
You're providing this nutritional box of need in a particularly troubled area, but there's also a responsibility chain that the people that do the distribution have to show that they're getting it done.
And we're also
in troubled parts of the world, that's a big deal.
Exactly right. We also work on sustainability issues. That's our new initiative where we get organizations within the country to start working together so that they don't have to be dependent forever and ever. That's a big push right now.
Sure. So give me one of the stories you're most proud of.
Wow.
I'm sure it's every day, but give me one you really like.
That is a true story.
Yeah.
We have a little boy in Haiti whose name is Nelson. Nelson was in a small village, and his village didn't really take good care of him, and so he was able to be adopted to an organization called Love a Child. And he went from a three-year-old boy who couldn't walk and couldn't talk by eating our meals and getting the strength back into his muscles and getting the different nutritional needs met. He now walks and talks and goes to school.
Great,
and it's
that
been about a year.
I'll make
so
you cry.
It's a great, yeah, it's a great story. And we have thousands of stories just like that.
What do you need locally? I mean, obviously cash is a wonderful thing, and we're going to add a little bit here in a second.
Appreciate
thanks to Adriana. But is a volunteer need out there? I mean, how do people help you?
We have three needs. The first one is that we need the food to go in the bag, 100% volunteer packed. So we need you guys to come to our three sites. We have one in Aurora, one in Schaumburg, and one in Libertyville.
That's great. You got the area covered.
We do. Yeah. And then we do things called mobile packs where we take the food and all of the equipment to a place. And you can look for those on our website. That's fmsc.com. FMSC.org. That's our initials, FMSC.org. The second thing we need, and we're not ashamed to ask for it, is we need donations. We use 92% of all the money donated to us to feed starving children. We are a 4-star charity navigator organization and have been that for 11 years in a straight row.
So I will tell you, because I have a lot of experience in this particular area, that if you get above 90%, that's an A++++, because you've got to be running your administrative side as thin as it could possibly be. So God bless you for that. That's impressive.
And we owe it all to great leadership, and as a Christian organization, we say we owe it to God.
Well, and Adriana obviously knows what she's doing because she's having fun hanging out with you. So, Adriana, what do you have for your friends at Feed My Starving Children?
Well, I'm very honored to present you a check for $1,000.
Yeah, how about
for Feed My Starving Children. This check is on behalf of the Allstate Foundation and our agency, and we hope it's going to help your great work that you're still doing every day.
Yeah, and that money means a lot, right?
$80 feeds a kid for a year. An entire year, 365 days, and so $1,000 will feed 12 kids for more than a year.
How about that?
That's awesome. And I also want to announce that we're going to organize through the agency a packing session with customers and friends of the agency.
That's great.
So we're going to advertise that on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. That's a really big deal. Make sure, Kev, that we have that, and we'll publicize it too when you have that data.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Adriana.
Nice.
You're welcome
to meet you
anytime. And thanks to the Allstate folks as well. And Adriana's Allstate agency, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can call us, 630-851-9900. Send us an email, ahartman@allstate.com, or visit us on the website looking for my name under Allstate agencies, Adriana Hartman, or Facebook.
And it's fmsc.org for feedmystarvingchildren.org. We got a caucus raucous coming up. Stand by for that on 720 WGN.
He's back.
I'm back!
Back to the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. Steve Cochran is live on 720 WGN.
Mary, that was just dropped off a moment ago. If you would go through the bag with Andrea, and we can promote the fine folks here in Naperville. That's from the Naperville, if you can see that right there.
Oh,
that's
the visitnaperville.com.
Right,
the
so chamber. If you open it up, it's
look
a
at that.
Welcome to Naperville sort of bag. Whoa. So very nice of visitnaperville.com. If you're coming to Naperville, everybody talks about the Riverwalk and the downtown area.
Oh, look at the little teddy bear. He's so cute.
From great restaurants to great restaurants to, you know, one of the last great bookstores, the big... Well, you got two, really. You got Anderson's, which is incredible, but you also have Barnes & Noble, giant Barnes & Noble over here. I love bookstores. You can't find bookstores anymore.
No. Not anymore, no.
And Anderson's is a legend. So thank you for Visit Naperville.
There's a dining guide in there and everything. Coffee mug. Popcorn. Can I have the popcorn?
Oh, yeah, you can.
There is no popcorn in there, Mary.
And you talk about a guy. Now, Dave, you know this in sports all the time. Sometimes you don't want to follow the guy. You want to follow the guy that follows the guy, right? So you take a guy like George Pradel. Mayor Pradel was mayor of Naperville from 1654 when the Pilgrims settled through last fall. And Steve Cherico has been working hard for Naperville and for the entire area forever. Threw his hat in the ring and has become the mayor of Naperville. I give you credit. Well, you and I have known each other for a long time because our kids grew up together. But I give you credit not only for winning the race, but for having the guts to take over for Mayor Pradel. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not at all.
So how many times a day do people come up to you and go, I love Mayor Pradel. I like you.
Yeah, you know, that's a hard thing to live up to. This guy has been such an icon in our town. He's done so much, but he's also been a tremendous help for me because as Mayor Emeritus, he and I, we meet every Friday, 10 o'clock. And we go over the schedules of the next week, and he handles so many things, and he's so good at it. So it's great to have him on board.
And it's amazing, too, I think, once you get the gig, to realize how much is involved with it, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's something I went in eyes wide open. I mean, it's a big job, and I'm here full time. It's last night my wife had to wait for me to finish emails, and she's like, are you ready to listen to me?
Well, the cool thing about Naperville, continually voted, you know, one of the great places to raise a family and one of the great places to visit and all of those things. But I think the tough thing is when you become mayor of a city that's working pretty well on a lot of levels, you still have to attack those areas that you'd like to improve on. So give me a couple of things you're working on.
Oh, there's lots of things. My main focus has been economic development, and I've got a bird's-eye view of the greatest downtown development project we have going right now at the Water
Street. Yeah, this hotel. Now, who is building the hotel?
Marquette Properties is the company.
Okay.
Nick and Teresa Ryan. So it's a Hotel Indigo, boutique hotel.
Oh, that's a great hotel.
Beautiful.
Part of the Intercontinental family.
Holiday Inn.
Hotel Intercontinental, Holiday Inn, all
Holiday
of those.
Inn,
Yeah.
So it'll have a convention space in there for 250 people, restaurants, shops, and I think 160-room hotel, as well as a 520-spot parking deck. So it's quite a project, $93 million.
We were talking about this earlier this morning. One of the challenges in downtown Naperville, because everybody wants to come, is parking. That parking thing could be the holy grail. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's always going to be a challenge in downtown Naperville because people want to come here.
You have been in office now for how long?
Since May, so less than a year.
So this is the most, I mean, I know you've been around politics forever, but this is a direct exposure to politics on a different level. You're a young guy. You're good at the gig. Any aspiration to higher office? Because I don't know. I know you listen to the show, and I'm trying to get rid of everybody and start over, and I like you in a higher office at some point. Not that I want you to leave Naperville, but I'm your campaign manager. Where are we going next?
We're going to stay right here.
Okay.
This is real good.
It's the right answer. For now.
I have no interest in any other office. I'm real happy. We have a great council. They work well together. They love Naperville, and they make decisions that are for Naperville, not for other reasons. And that's a great group to be a part of.
Now, you mentioned your wife would like you to occasionally pay attention to her. Tell us about your family.
Well, you know, we do have a past together. Our kids went through a White Eagle swim team together.
Yep, they sure did.
Julie's three children, my four children, all at the same time with Ross and Amy.
Very good. Nicely done, Mayor.
And I remember the one thing at the awards assembly, and I think I've got this right, at the White Eagle Club, they have the Warrior Award.
Yeah, the Warrior Award, that's right.
Yeah, White Eagle Warriors. And the Warrior Award, as I remember, it was like the Spirit Award.
Uh-huh.
And I think your two children won it the year I was, you know, present on it.
I think that's true.
Same year.
Yeah, I think that's true.
They
were both
honor.
Warrior winners. Now, as the, I think I emceed that one, or emceed one of them, so the fix may have been in, but as far as you know, they're good people.
You know, with that many children, you were assigned jobs when you're on the parent of a swimmer. And with four children in the program, I was a full-time assignment of a job. I had to do timer and everything else, and it was a lot of fun.
The swim meets, and it's a great program that the White Eagle does here, but any parent listening, wherever you live, around the country or here in Chicago, the swim meets take about 4 or 5 hours. And your kid swims once and then may not swim for another 2.5 or 3 hours.
I think they're more like the whole day.
Right.
It's the whole day. It's like a track meet.
It feels like
the whole day.
So as a brand new grandfather, and it's probably time for me to confess this, Ross is back at the tower. Hey, buddy, when you were on the swim team, you remember being on the swim team, obviously.
Of course.
And when you were on the swim team and you would swim, you know, like a 25 freestyle or whatever it was.
Right.
Did you know that I had gone to play 9 holes in between your two events and I wasn't there the entire time?
I did, because your advice to me when I swam was always, hey, buddy, don't die.
That's right. Don't drown.
Don't die.
Don't drown. That was my advice. Don't drown. But he would get to, I had it timed out pretty well, and he'd be swimming the length of the pool, and his mom is your Maureen, and she would, you know, be endlessly amused by me. Oh, yeah, sure she was. That I was timing it out to run in, and I'd run to the end of the pool, and I go, dude, saw it, tremendous, way to go, buddy, way to go. And I'd high-five you. So you were just playing with me. You knew I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I was a very smart kid. I take after my mom.
Yes, you do.
You know, the toughest job on that for the parents was the moms who had to gather the kids to stage them.
Sure.
I mean, running around and wrecking. Yeah, I would have never been able to do that. So I was real happy to be timed.
No, because the kids loved swimming, but they also loved anything else they saw.
Oh, right.
Oh, look, that's shiny. I'll go over there now.
Mm-hmm.
But any community swim program is always a good idea as well. Yeah. So you're aside from the hotel, your big hope for Naperville in 2016.
2016, you know, we're still really working on some of the challenges that we've had in the East Ogden Avenue corridor with economic development issues. We've had several large corporate partners that have left the area in the last couple of years, so we've got some big buildings that we need to fill. So we have a lot of work to do.
And you're cutting deals right now. So if they call you at the office and they mention my name, they get the same retail space at the regular price, but that's for a limited time only.
Plus 15%.
Oh, plus 15. Okay. All right, good. Mayor Jericho, nice to see you. And
thank you.
How about a hand for Naperville Mayor Steve Jericho?
Thank you.
Get it done. And off to a great start in a brand new job as mayor of one of the largest cities in the Midwest. We'll take a break, come back in a moment on 720 WGN.
Hello, Iowa! It's the Iowa Caucus Raucous with Andrea Dahl-Hollis.
Each day, we find out a little bit more about the caucus process with the Caucus Raucous. Monday and Tuesday, we're live in Iowa, Monday and Tuesday morning, and then Monday afternoon, Roe and Anna and others will be there as well. So we're looking forward to bringing you all the information of America's first crack for president on Monday night in Des Moines. But we'll be live again Monday and Tuesday. What do you have to tell us today on the Raucous?
Well, today on the Raucous, Steve, I've called this Iowa, Des Moines, and the Business of Caucuses.
You are in Iowa.
Iowa. Well, at least now I know how to pronounce it. I always thought you folks preferred Iowa.
We do.
Well, he just said Iowa.
We say it now and then, but we don't like anybody else to.
We are from Iowa.
I know.
And, of course, from the Music Man. The Hawkeye State since 1846. That's when it was admitted into the Union. The state bird, though, is the eastern goldfinch, the flowers, the wild rose, and, of course, the tree is the palm. Because when you think Iowa, you think palm trees.
No doubt about it.
Des Moines credited as the number one spot for U.S. insurance companies. That's probably due to our friends at Allstate. In 2013, Forbes rated Des Moines as the best place for business. And now the business is caucusing. The Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau estimates the caucuses will bring in more than $25 million next week alone, Steve, to the city. But when you figure in cost of living and expenses in general, it's not a lot as compared to Virginia, New York, and D.C., where more than twice that amount will be brought in. So who brings in the most money?
I don't know who.
Last year, Republicans spent over $6 million.
In the last caucuses,
$6 million Republicans spent. Democrats spent $10 million. Yep, and all that's factored in there are their people, media as well. So that's all figured out.
Well, you got a hotel, you got restaurants.
You got all of that, right? Who has the bigger posse? In fact, last time the caucuses came in second, though, when it came to the economic impact of the events in Des Moines. Number one, the principal charity classic, golf. Often referred to as first in the nation, Iowa got that status because in 1972, the delegate selection rules forced the state's Democratic Party to change the timing of that year's caucuses. New Hampshire was supposed to be first, but it was a scheduling conflict, which is why Iowa went first, and that's the way it stayed.
And am I right about this? I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this right because I was a kid, but Jimmy Carter was unknown. And Governor Jimmy Carter of Georgia made Iowa a big deal because he had a really smart campaign team.
Right.
And that's how he got on the map.
And he spent more money in Iowa than in any other state.
Right.
And, of course, went on to the presidency.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. Speaking of Carter, there's also a celebrity factor to the caucuses. Believe it or not, you're going to see a lot of celebrities there this weekend.
Other than us,
yeah. Oprah caucused there for Obama in 2007. This year, Hillary Clinton is bringing in Katy Perry. So we might get a chance to see a Katy Perry concert. And actress Lena Dunham is going to be campaigning for her as well.
Is she going to be naked? She's always taking her clothes off.
I doubt she'll be naked. Bernie Sanders is bringing in author Cornel West. So it kind of gives you an idea of the star power there.
Wait a second. Hillary's bringing in Katy Perry and Bernie Sanders is bringing in Cornel West.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Foods of Iowa is promised for Kevin. Iowa is best known for its pork tenderloin sandwich consisting of lean, boneless pork pounded flat, breaded, and deep fried, then served on a bun with ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and dill pickles.
I'm going to have to get myself one of those on Monday or Tuesday.
Not considered a fast food, Kev. So
no,
you'll be
absolutely
okay.
Not.
You'll be okay.
It takes time to pound that pork.
Also...
What?
What happened there?
I don't know.
I got nothing after that.
This is the closest thing to primary porn you'll get with Kev, though.
Right.
Is a description of a pork sandwich.
Should I continue with some of the best foods? You going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll hang in there.
You can't get the meat sweats. Shrimp corn dogs.
Shrimp corn dogs.
Genius.
Stuffed porchetta. Ice cream isn't just ice cream in Iowa. The Butter Peppermint Bar features peppermint ice cream and hot fudge sandwich between... Oreo crusted cookies.
That's pretty good.
And for healthy eaters, Dave, I didn't forget you. Year-round fresh fruit at Hooper's Melon Shed and Schmidt's Market along Highway 61.
I don't think quinoa is allowed in Iowa, is it?
No, that's illegal. That's illegal in Iowa.
And you know what they call kale in Iowa?
What's that, Steve?
Lawn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We will be in Iowa Sunday. We're leaving. We'll have the Steve
Sunday
Cochran
night. We'll
show.
Be at the Trump rally.
Yeah.
I think we're doing the Hillary rally Sunday night as well.
And we're going to try and sneak in a Bernie Sanders rally as well. We got to get Kevin some pork sandwiches.
You got a Grateful Dead t-shirt for the Bernie Sanders rally?
No, but everybody on staff says we got to bring them some swag back. Pins, button, headbands, wristbands.
Really? Is there a big request for that?
There's a lot. Seriously, swag
surprisingly,
is
yes.
Big.
It must be from the newsroom. I can't imagine where else it'd be coming from.
And have we determined if Bernie Sanders is Statler or Waldorf? Because he's one of them. The guys of the, you know, the Muppet dudes?
I don't know. One of those two. That is your caucus raucous, Steve. And again, we'll be there all next week.
Nice job by you as always. Dave, you have a question?
No, I was just trying to figure out if I'm going to be passing you guys on your way to Iowa when I'm on my way back from Iowa on Sunday.
Sunday, the game is at what time?
2:00.
Go Cat.
So you're leaving at 5 to come back? Yeah, but where you're in Iowa City?
Iowa City. So, I mean, you're going to be going out 80. I'm going to be coming back 80.
Why don't you guys meet at the big truck stop?
The I-80 truck stop.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You can meet for lunch because Kevin can eat that day.
Let me tell you something. If we're not in Des Moines by 5:30, Kevin's head's going to explode.
Yeah, right. We got a rally at 6.
Well, apparently we're going to 3 rallies Sunday now, so the list keeps growing.
Katy Perry.
At a Katy Perry concert.
Yes. Kevin, I got us at an Edwin Muskie rally, and you don't even know what that means.
I don't.
And then Cora Noe-West is going to do a dramatic reading.
Yes, which would be great.
But the pork remains priority number one.
There you go.
If there's one thing we can learn from today, that's your phrase that pays. The pork remains the priority. It's 9:29. We're back with the big story next. Oh, and the head of the Vatican Motor Pool coming up before 10. Bill and Wendy at 10 o'clock. The Popemobile is going to be auctioned off today at the Philadelphia Auto Show. We got a lot happening here at Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville. The Allstate Hometown Voices Tour continues next.
Hey, is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands, and Allstate agent Adriana Hartman. I think the Make America Great Again Trump hat's better if I wear it backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. It fits better.
It is much better.
Yeah, I think it's better if I wear it backwards.
Do you have it to the widest rim there with the little
knot? No, you know, this is the thing that people with normal-sized heads don't understand. If you take the adjustable hat out to the last dot, the last adjustable
where
position.
It is right now.
Poker?
No, it shouldn't be. It should be on 2.
Oh, I see what's going to happen as soon as you remove that.
When you take it out to the widest thing, it doesn't stay at all. But I have the Trump Make America Great hat on backwards because that's how I feel about America when Trump is president.
Again, you're getting
we'll go backwards
so
really,
many,
really quickly.
So many responses on Twitter. Hundreds of comments about that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you know, the other thing it serves is it covers up the giant bald spot on the back of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're telling me that my entire head's bald? Why wasn't I told?
That's my view, Steve.
That's your view? Okay, fine. Listen, there was a story that broke this morning that at the Philadelphia Auto Show, they are auctioning off for charity the Popemobile. This is one of the Fiat LSs.
Jimmy's going to buy it.
I had the opening bid at $231. Can you beat that?
I'll have it down.
$232 from Jimmy DeCastro. That is your new high bid. But this is amazing. We're talking to some of the great listeners that are out here today. Give yourselves a round of applause for showing up here at Egg Harbor Cafe. And it turns out one of the people here is the director of the motor pool at the Vatican. Sir, what is your name?
That's what they call me, Mario Chacasario Papanan.
Mario Chacasario Papanan?
No. Mario Trecosanero Papanan.
Mario Trecosanero.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. I don't know why you do this thing.
All right, so it's Mario.
I came in. I flew in the first time in the Philadelphia ever. I got into the old Henry. I come out to here. They kick me to Naplesville. I got my DNSA here. I love this place. I come to the harbor by the egg. Bingo, bango, it's a good.
You understand you're not in Philadelphia.
I love Philadelphia. This is beautiful. It's a lot like Chicago.
All right, you're at the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, the newest suburb to Philadelphia.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so again, it's Mario.
Yeah.
Chacasinero.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Yeah. Papanana.
Papanana.
How difficult is that? Papanama. P-A-P-P-A, Nana.
All right, so as the director of the Vatican Motor Pool, were you aware that the Pope Mobile was going to be auctioned off?
I knew it was going to be auctioned off. We got a new car. We got the Pope Volta. That's a new one.
You got the Pope Volta?
We got the Pope Volta.
So the Pope has an electric car.
Got an electric car. No bubble.
No bubble.
It's got no bubble.
There's no bubble.
There's no bubble on the new Pope Volta.
Is there much room inside?
Yes, yeah, about for two peoples.
Two peoples.
You can put the two popes in there.
But you only need
you
one pope.
You got to double the popes
no,
if
no,
you want.
No, there's only one pope.
When
we
you see the white smoke, then the one clears, it's a two popes.
No. We only have one pope.
No, you can have as many as two popes at any time. We stretch it out. You never know. There could be changes.
Is there a backup pope, like a stunt pope?
Yes, there is a backup pope. He's a reserve pope.
I did not know we had a reserve pope. So where will the money go that's raised from the auction?
He's going to go buy a pope scooter.
No.
He also got to get a Papa balloon. No. Papa balloon is good.
The hovercraft.
Or Papa hovercraft.
How about a Pope blimp?
No, those went out a long time ago. Right. Everything's a thing back in the New York at 31. Bad.
No.
It's a bad. You can't do that. Well, also, we got a new thing, a punka pie. Two kinds of punka pie.
A Pope pie?
Papa pumpkin pie. He put in all the stores now.
Pope pumpkin pie.
Pope punka pie.
Oh, I did not know that.
You so have a two popes in the bubble, get a punka pie.
So it's a signature item from the Vatican.
Oh, it's gonna be like hotcakes. Oh, hotcakes. Pope hotcakes.
So Pope hotcakes as well. All right, so in summation, you're fine with the fact that the Pope is selling his car.
Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to try to sell. They're going to turn it upside down.
Yeah.
They're going to turn it into like an aquarium.
No.
It's going to be the places where you can go see the fishies.
No, I don't think that's true.
Could you put a porpoise in there?
Could you put a porpoise?
You're going to put a porpoise in there. That'd be good. That's a good one, David.
Did you mention to David you don't need his help writing this?
I don't. It's okay, but thank you, David. I'm going to help you with sports in about 2 seconds.
I want to see that.
All right, so Mario.
Trecosia. It's like Trecosi.
How can I actually know your name when you're changing it every time you say it?
That's what I do to fool you, Papa Nana.
Okay. All right. So the Pope Mobile will be auctioned off. I'm being told that the Pope may get a hoverboard.
He's going to get a hoverboard. We talk about that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, was that on this show?
It was. That happened like 5 seconds ago, but thanks for listening.
He did mention that.
How tight is that hat right now?
I didn't
now?
Hear a thing.
I think I said hovercraft.
Hovercraft? That doesn't matter. It's a hover.
Yeah.
It could be a hoover. We're going to go pop a vacuum cleaner next.
Let me tell you something. If I sneeze, this could fly off and kill everybody in this room.
I know. That's why we're taking a very gentle with you.
I'd like to thank you for coming in here to the suburb of Philadelphia, Naperville.
I love Philadelphia. It's beautiful.
I hope you enjoy the Philadelphia Auto Show.
And I love the Harbor of the Egg.
The Harbor of the Egg. Here, the Egg Harbor. And a harbor filled with egg. Thank you. I hope you have a nice trip.
Thank you so much. You're going back now.
And what is the name one more time?
It's so easy. It's Mario Chacanacero. Papa Nana.
Papa Nana.
Papa Nana. Papa Nana. Look at that. Even David get that one.
Is he Greek?
How do you know my name?
I don't want to
We're
even
back
ask
after this
that.
On 720 WGN. Kev, we got some plugs to take care of. I want to thank Bob Ferguson and Ross Cochran back at the tower.
Doing a great job as always.
I also want to thank here, because we need to mention this again. Adam got here this morning around 1 a.m., as he does for all of these. And due to a technical mess, he wasn't able to get access to the building. So he did what he normally does in that case. If you saw Mission Impossible,
right.
I think it was 2, he crawled to the top of the building, and then he was lowered into the building. Mm-hmm. But there were heat sensors.
Right. It was either that or Adam brings out his rocket launcher he keeps in the WGN van and blow down the door, but instead he went through the ceiling, which
yes.
It all worked out.
It did all work out, but a nice job, Adam, in getting this set up. And Bill Murdoch came out and provided the first WGN mobile studio that I've seen that was in his car. It was actually in his car. If Homeland Security had walked by his car, it could have been very ugly because it looked like a terrorist act. It was not good at all. But you and Mary were in the back seat. Not the first time, by the way, but you were in the back seat.
No, but this was for professional reasons. And as you walked by, I rolled down the window. I was afraid you were going to wonder who was whispering to you from the window of a car at 5 in the morning.
Actually, I get that a lot.
Yeah, I guess you do.
It was a covert operation.
Yeah, like James Bond.
But thank you, Adam, in all seriousness. I know how much stress you go through to put these things together, and thanks for keeping your wits about you and not harming anyone this morning. Thanks to my staff, obviously. All you guys are great. Thanks to Jackie and Janae and everybody. And thanks to Marlene, who has now done her 12,000th remote. I believe this is 12,209. So thanks for that as well. Did I cover everybody, Ken? Did I get everybody?
A couple more real quick, Steve. Congratulations to the Lantern Tavern and Grill in downtown Naperville. They're celebrating 50 years. They opened back in 1966. Congratulations to them. They're going to be having all kinds of events going on throughout this entire year. And one more shout-out to the Naperville Rotary Club, led by Bill Anderson, owner of Oswald's Pharmacy. He's doing great things for the community, and we're going to tell you more about that in the coming weeks. Thanks to them.
Thank you for that. If you have gone to YouTube in the past 48 hours and you're saying, you're right, the videos that John's put up are useless, there's more of those to come as well?
Yes, every day we're going to be adding more. To just go to, on YouTube today, Into Cause for WGN, all of these incredible videos that last about a minute long and have so much. Okay, they don't mean anything, but it's pretty cool.
It's just like everything else on YouTube. Well, not everything. It's like so many other things on YouTube. Our hope is to make you a big enough YouTube star that you leave the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're trying to do that through a number of different ways. One of those is to
Jimmy asked me to leave today. Is that a little? That's a little sooner than I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Is that weird or what?
He wants to talk to you about a bathroom?
It's very strange.
Wow.
No, those videos are so great. They lack substance. I mean, they're great.
They really are.
They really do, John. Seriously,
that's
you should
what
be
I was
proud.
Going for, lacking substance.
But we don't want to sell these short. Kevin and I were talking about this and Dave, too. Not only do they lack substance, they lack a point and a purpose.
Right.
There's no beginning, middle, or end. And to have an opportunity to watch John, say, make a bed or iron.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's what the internet was developed
for.
You have to.
John's dedicated for every 30-second video. That takes you, what, 3 or 4 hours of work to complete?
Yeah, actually 2 days plus the travel.
Right. Dedication from John.
Yeah. When you were doing the ironing, did you have a stuntman back yet?
We did, but that ironing was done in Florida. That's right. And I hope that's in the budget.
Just for production.
That was a location shoot?
I couldn't do it here. I had to do it in Disney World.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
And the child actor is awesome.
Wasn't that? Yeah, he was great.
Yes.
He was absolutely phenomenal. He is getting paid extra. Extra candy.
Yeah.
How much over budget are you right now, John?
No, not bad. It's $1.6
million. Okay.
That's all the travel expenses and the prep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if Larry Wirt's listening, we're not kidding. We spent $1.6 million on a YouTube video.
That's what you told me to say, Steve.
Yeah, we just adjusted the numbers.
Yeah.
And also, coming up, one last thing. On the Saturday before Easter.
Saturday in between, yes, exactly, between Good Friday and Easter.
Right.
The 26th of March, it is stand-up comedy. It is Steve and myself, but here's the best part. It's Ross Cochran, Kevin Powell, and our own Andrea Darlis at the Wilmette Theater.
Yes.
Stand-up.
Her first time doing stand-up at the Wilmette Theater.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
This is going to be awesome. It's called our Cochran Comedy Egg Extravaganza.
Yeah. He told me
I title them and you just focus on the YouTube thing.
I'll probably be in Florida that weekend doing another video.
Yeah. He told me to talk about everybody on the show who's influenced me and all the positive things that I've learned. And I said, well, that won't take, like, you want 5 minutes?
No,
that'll take 30
seconds.
Long.
Won't take long at all. And if this goes well for you, well, let's just hope you survive. It's a lot harder than it looks.
I can't wait. Why? Kevin's hysterical over there.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and tell you what we're doing in Iowa Monday and Tuesday, and give it to Bill and Wendy next on 720 WGN. Bill and Wendy will join us in just a moment. On Monday and Tuesday, we will be live in Des Moines from the Media Center, where all of the news coverage will emanate from. And, is he here? I don't want to give him too much credit. I want to thank Jimmy DeCastro and Todd Manley for, proving us and getting us out there.
For letting not just our show, not just one show, but two shows broadcast from there. Literally all eyes of the world are going to be on Iowa this weekend. We're going to be right in the hub of everything.
We'll be right in the middle of it and giving you a sense of whether or not Trump's lead is real. Could there be any surprise after he skipped the debate last night? And to a lot of people, maybe me among them, the more interesting race is, what's Hillary going to do if she loses this one to Bernie Sanders? Because it sure looks like he'll win New Hampshire.
I don't know. That's going to be very, very, very interesting to see. And we're going to be live blogging. We're going to be tweeting as well. And we're going to have photo galleries up of all of our experiences in Iowa.
Online and on the air.
And real quick, WGNradio.com/election. That's going to be our spot on the website for the rest of the campaigns and elections throughout the year. So check it out.
And if you want, you could tune in Sunday afternoon sometime around 4:30. I would guess Kevin will call into the beat and go, that's it, I quit, I couldn't take it. He told me I'd be there on time. He said we'd make the Trump rally. Because I got a feeling Kevin's going to get out maybe 100 miles short of Des Moines and leave.
Give me enough beef jerky for the trip and I'll be okay.
We'll get him a pulled pork.
We'll be in the NHL All-Star game at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been to the NHL All-Star game at that point. It'll be more entertaining to see Kevin on the side of the road. All right, Bill and Wendy are here. How are you guys?
We're good, Steve. You guys sounded like you're having a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it's crazy here at the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville.
It's the berry crazy pancakes. Bill. It makes people crazy.
Crazy. They're crazy from the pancakes.
It's got to be it.
I'll mention this one more time. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. What are you guys up to today?
Steve will be talking about that Zika virus. It's bad news.
It's a coming.
It's coming right at us.
Again, that's a full medical report. It's bad news, and it's coming right at us.
We will tell people how to dive out of the way at the last second so that they can avoid it.
It's Bill and Wendy on the air right now. We'll see you Monday from Iowa.